These are news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items from January 5, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. Headline shouted, "Snowbound soldiers hungry," and so was much of Elgin. Elgin residents were both snowbound and beginning to show signs of hunger. The worst blizzard in more than 25 years was responsible for plenty of concerns. Traffic was tied up for more than 36 hours. A train carrying young men to Camp Grant in Rockford on the Illinois Central Line was stalled for more than 12 hours at Youngsdale and Coleman. More than 13 inches of snow fell on the area in less than 24 hours. The delayed IC train, which enlistees headed to Camp Grant, was more than 6 hours late in arriving at its scheduled stop at Coleman shortly after midnight. A call from the station to the local newspaper was passed on to the Elgin National Watch president, George Hunter, who serves as the Red Cross chair for the local chapter. He set in motion the preparation of food for the troops, but a call from the station master indicated the train would depart before the supplies would arrive. Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul trains to Elgin were from 1 to 6 hours behind schedule. City streetcar traffic was halted at 8 in the evening of the storm start. Most was a temporary abandonment of rail schedules. 5 and 6 foot drifts in streets isolated parts of the city. Factories were either short-handed or closed their operations. Many residents who had left the city for the evening were unable to return, including numbers of teachers, professional, and businessmen. A Northwestern rail train in Wheaton hit an Elgin High School English teacher, Effie Tull. She was trying to cross tracks in Wheaton, attempting to reach a Northwestern train bound for Elgin. She and some 50 Elgin-bound passengers on a third rail car had been stalled in Wheaton overnight. While other Elgin High staff accompanying Miss Tull made it across the tracks, Tull misjudged the location of the engine and was struck. She was thrown more than 60 feet. The engine had, fortunately, slowed to 15 to 20 miles an hour before striking the teacher. Miss Tull was taken to the home and offices of Dr. Elke, where she was remaining for several days as she recovered from her injuries. Noticed a Principal Goebel, who informed the staff and students at the high school, cast a pall on the day. But the fact she sustained relatively minor injuries diminished the gloom. Miss Tull was on Elgin's faculty for 6 years. These were the stories that made news in Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum for more at 360 Park Street, Elgin.